As was mentioned in the announcements, I'll be reading from the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 31, verses 1 through 8. Deuteronomy, chapter 31, verses 1 through 8. Then Moses continued to speak these words to all of Israel, saying, I am now 120 years old. I can no longer act as your leader. The Lord has told me, you will not cross the Jordan. The Lord your God is the one who will cross ahead of you. He will destroy these nations before you, and he will drive them out. Joshua is the one who will cross ahead of you, as the Lord has said. The Lord will deal with them as he did Sihon and Og, the kings of the Amorites, and their land when he destroyed them. The Lord will deliver them over to you, and you must do to them exactly as I have commanded you. Be strong and courageous. Don't be terrified or afraid of them. For the Lord your God is the one who will go with you. He will not leave you or abandon you. Moses then summoned Joshua and said to him in the sight of all Israel, Be strong and courageous, for you will go with this people into the land the Lord swore to give to your fathers, to their fathers. You will enable them to take and possession of it. The Lord is the one who will go before you. He will be with you. He will not leave you or abandon you. Do not be afraid or discouraged.
I encourage you to keep your Bibles open this morning to the book of Deuteronomy. We'll be going back to a few prior chapters from the Bible reading and continue the lesson we ended with in the first service concerning obeying the commandments of God. The book of Deuteronomy, of course, records at least three different major messages of Moses that came from God through him to the children of Israel as he reviewed their history, many of the mistakes they made, and pointed to them the way that God would have them to go, the things that they were going to do so that they could inherit the promised land that God had promised. And certainly we see that he did keep his promise. He did let the younger generation move on into that land later on, led by Joshua. And so obedience to God was emphasized. From the time that God created man, the Garden of Eden, he emphasized obedience. And then numerous times after that, we see God giving commands to men so that they could obey him. But then God chose Abraham. Abraham was a man of faith and promised in him a great nation, promised to his seed a great inheritance of land, and through his seed all the nations would be blessed. And in that, Moses came. Moses then was born in a time when the children of Israel were in Egypt, and they were taskmakers put over the children of Israel. They were a mighty people, and they begin to grow, and Pharaoh and the Egyptians thought that, well, they're getting to be a great people, and so they may overwhelm us. So they put taskmakers over them, and they prayed to God, and he heard their prayers, and Moses grew up, and he sent Moses then to take the children of Israel, lead them out through his providence and through his guidance. Of course, he spoke through his brother Aaron to Pharaoh, and after the plagues were initiated on the land of Egypt, the 10 plagues, that we see that certainly that Pharaoh let them go. And of course, after he let them go, he chased them. And God then allowed the children of Israel to escape through the sea on dry land. And then the waters overwhelmed Pharaoh and the chariots and drowned their army. And the children of Israel were safe on the other side. We know the history after that they're moaning and complaining and their wonderings. And now here Moses is talking to the children of Israel that you're going to go ahead and eventually you're going to get that land. But he stressed again obedience to God, that you would obey God's commands. Don't add to it. Don't take from it. And this morning we mention the fact that certainly we're to be today as children of God under the law of Christ, living in under the period wherein there is grace. And we're to be obedient to the law of Christ, but we have the grace and mercy of God that we too are to believe in God as they were told to do. And we're to read his word and study it as we talked about this morning. And in reading and studying his word, we're to apply it to our life and obey it and teach it to others. So that in a nutshell tells us that God has a plan for all men. And we go back to Deuteronomy then, and we see that, again, God required obedience to the children of Israel, and Moses emphasized to them that in chapter 10, verses 12 and 13, let's read those verses. He says, "And now, Israel, what does the Lord your God require from you but to fear the Lord your God, to walk in all his ways and love him, and to serve the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul, and to keep the Lord's commandments and his statutes, which I am commanding you today for your good." So it was for the good of the people that Moses was reiterating these commands of God to them. They needed to be obedient. They needed to love God. They needed to fear God. They needed to respect God. They needed to hear God. They needed to listen to his commands. They needed to obey God. And in that, they needed to love God to the point that they would obey him daily in the things they were told to do daily and weekly and monthly and yearly and three times a year, and obey the feast and all the different times of the year that they were to observe, that they would observe those faithfully and offer the proper offering, a lamb without blemish, or a certain age lamb, or a bull or a goat, first fruits of the flock. And so they had all these commands to obey, and they were to be obedient in that, in their service to God. And so he told them to be faithful in that, that they would be serving God and do his will. So today we see that not only did Moses tell the children of Israel then in Deuteronomy to fear God through the commands of God, but even the wise man Solomon in the book of Ecclesiastes chapter 12 verses 13 and 14, he says, "Now let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man." And so fearing God, it has always been emphasized, but that is a respect for God and awe, an understanding of who he is and who we are, and a love for him. Matthew chapter 22, verses 37 through 39, Jesus pointed out that our fear and awe of God is mingled with love and respect for God. "Thou shalt love the Lord your God with all your heart and all your soul and all your mind. That's the first and great commandment. And the second is like unto this, you shall love your neighbors yourself." So obedience to God involves love for him, fear for him, an understanding of him, obedience to him. And also when we do that, we learn to love the correct things in life, including our neighbor. So we're to obey him, we're to give our life in service to God, and that's what the children of Israel were told to do. Serve God in obeying him. Obedience to God under the law of Moses, as it was taught to the children of Israel, involved turning away from false teachers. They were warned not to take heed to those that would come upon them, those that would come around and teach things that were not according to the law of Moses. They were to turn from that. They were to avoid false teachers, and they were to turn away from false teaching. That same thing is emphasized to us today. Galatians 1, 6 through 9, Revelations 22, 18 and 19, 2 John verses 9 through 11, and various places throughout the New Testament. We're to turn away from false teachers. Certainly we're to try to teach them. We're to defend the truth. Elders ought to be able to defend the truth and to try to convert false teachers to the truth, but they need to be able to defend the truth and protect the flock. So the children of Israel was told, obedience to God involves turning away from false teachers. Look at Deuteronomy chapter 13. We're not going to read all 11 verses, but in Deuteronomy chapter 13, beginning in verse 1, he talks about shunning idolatry. And where were they going to get idolatry? From those around them that would teach them and lead them in the wrong way. "If a prophet or a dreamer of dreams arises among you and gives you a sign or a wonder, and the sign or the wonder comes true, concerning which he spoke to you, saying, 'Let us go after other gods whom you have not known, and let us serve them,' you shall not." Verse 3 now. Don't follow false teachers. Don't follow false dreamers. Don't follow false religious activities. "You shall not listen to the words of that prophet or that dreamer of dreams, for the Lord your God is testing you to find out if you love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul. Verse 4, you shall follow the Lord your God and fear him, and you shall keep his commandments, listen to his voice, serve him, and cling to him." So obedience to God was required, to fear God, to love God, to obey God, and part of that was turning away from false teachers. No matter how enticing it may be, no matter how good it may sound, no matter what a good program it looks like it is, if it's not according to the will of God, don't do it. If that person is not following God's law, don't follow them. Don't take heed to their words. Turn away from them. Obedience was required under the law of Moses, and it involved keeping the Passover. They were told to keep the Passover as remembrance of God setting them free and bringing them out of Egypt. Chapter 16, verses 1 through 7 tells them that the time they were to observe the Passover, the frequency of it, what was involved in it, what they were to offer, and that they were to keep that. And so not only the Passover, but the Feast of Weeks and other feasts and other religious activities they would do throughout the year, ever so many months, ever so many weeks. And so these things were to be kept. That was obedience to God. Listen to His commands to do His will. So His command was, don't listen to false teachers, listen to me. Observe the commandments I've given you. Observe the Passover. Observe the other religious activities that I've told you to do. Offer up the proper sacrifices to me. And we see then that certainly obeying God involved the Passover with the frequency and the time it was to be done, with the proper sacrifice and with the proper attitude and with the proper offering up to God so He would accept it. Today, we remember the Lord's death. In 2022, since the day of Pentecost, whenever the first gospel sermon was preached and those people were added to the kingdom, they then, after that, as the Lord promised on the night of His betrayal that He would eat of the bread and the fruit of the vine with them in the kingdom, He did do that. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, Acts 20 and verse 7. We see the church came together on the first day of the week. So today, we observe the Lord's Supper, remembering the death and the suffering and the sacrifice of Christ every first day of the week. So just as they were commanded to keep the Passover, to observe it at the proper time with the proper elements, and to do it with the right heart, and to do it to obey God in the way He said do it, today we keep the memory of the Lord every first day of the week. And certainly we ought to be on our mind every day, but God gave it to us to do every first day of the week as a reminder. So we too have obedience to God today in our life in worship, to assemble on the first day of the week to remember the Lord's death and the blood that was shed. As they remember the lamb that was slain and the blood that was put on the doorpost that set them free from Egyptian bondage, we remember the Lamb, the precious Lamb of God, the sinless Son of God that died on the cross, who shed His blood for us, that sets us free from the greatest danger any man has, and that is sin, because sin separates us from God. So today are involved in every first day of the week to remember the Lord's death. So we go back to Deuteronomy, and we see throughout all these many chapters, Moses telling them, obey God, obey God. It involves this, it requires this. Well, it required doing nothing without permission. Don't you do anything toward God and in your life without permission from God. God gave them every direction they needed. And so we'd already talked about turning away from false teachers and being obedient to the law and serving God. But look at chapter 17 of Deuteronomy, and let's look at verses 12 and 13. Deuteronomy 17, beginning in verse 12. And the man who acts presumptuously by not listening to the priest who stands there to serve the Lord your God, nor to the judge, that man shall die. Thus you shall purge the evil from Israel. Then all the people will hear and be afraid and will not act presumptuously again. So we're not to act on things out of just personal choice. We're to act on things according to the will of God and what He's told us to do, and our choices ought to be according to God. Don't do anything without permission. Don't act presumptuously. Don't presume that anything that we do is going to be right. Make sure it's right with the Word of God. Don't presume that just anything we do in worship is going to be correct, because we need to know what the elements of worship are, and we need to know how they're to be carried out. And we need to know the attitude of heart when we're offering our service up to God and what they mean to us and the importance of them. Don't presume that we can leave out part of the worship and just omit the singing and just have a prayer and a sermon and the Lord's Supper and that be it. On the first day of the week, examples we have, the commands we have, we come together to break bread to remember the Lord's death on the cross and the fruit of the vine, the blood that He shed. We come together to pray as they prayed, and we're taught to pray, and prayer was a part of their worship. We're taught to come together to teach the Word of God, and that it was preached on the first day of the week to them, and we're to lay by in store. Those are the worship elements that are to be done in a worship service to God on the first day of the week. So we're not to act and presume in a way that, well, we can add something to this. We can sing and play. He didn't authorize playing, so we don't play, we just sing. And so, obedience to God, it involves doing nothing without permission, but doing all things that He permits us to do in the way He allows us to do them that He requires of it. Obedience is that important to God. Well, obedience today requires many of the same things we've talked about this morning. Now, we could take a series of sermons and preach probably 30 days, sermon every night, on Deuteronomy. But we've cut it short this morning in the first lesson in this one just to hit the highlights of importance that are shown and emphasize obedience to God then and obedience to God now. God commands it. God said it. God willed it. God allowed it. Man needs to receive it. He needs to obey it. He needs to do it. And he needs to teach it to others so they too can do it. That, in a nutshell, is important for us then as Christians today. Obedience today requires believing God. They were told to what? Believe the Lord your God. Believe Him, because these words came from God, Moses says. We're to believe God. Without faith, we cannot please Him today. So, just as they were to believe God, we're to believe God. Just as they were told to keep and do the commands that were given to them from God, today we are required to do God's will. Matthew chapter 7, verses 15 through 23. We have to be careful that we don't get involved with those who would do things religiously and do it for the wrong reason and get caught up in that. We're to do the will of God in our worship, in our work, in our life. We're to obey God and obey Him by not changing God's word, neither listening to or following false teachers or following false doctrine. We read this morning Galatians 1, 6 through 9 and 2 John 7 through 11, the importance of not involving ourselves with false teachers and obeying them, but to defend the truth and try to teach them and give them an opportunity to obey also. And so, obedience in Deuteronomy to God is emphasized. Love Him, hear Him, listen to Him, keep it in our hearts, obey it ourselves, teach it to others that they might obey, that our obedience to God might be pleasing to Him. Today, we obey by faith. Faith is essential. Romans 10, 17, so then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. So God has provided a way that I can know what He wants me to do. When I hear His Word, I can believe it, because it is His Word. And in the writings of the Bible, we know the years it's been written, the time it was written by, and the men that was involved in it, all those centuries, that it is the true Word of God. So we ought to believe that. And so why would I want to change it? Because it is the Word of God. But the children of Israel, they were human. And as we emphasized this morning, they made a lot of mistakes. We're human today. And what can keep us from being mistaken so often and falling away from God? Get into His law. Get into His commands, read it and study it and continually read it over and over and study it over and over and teach it over and over. Why? Because we have a tendency to forget. We have a tendency to forget. So repetition, repeating in the study of God's Word, repeating and learning what God wants us to do. So today, their obedience was to God through the law of Moses. Our obedience today is to Christ. Hebrews chapter 5, verses 8 and 9. Turn over there and let's read those verses. The words that we read are the words of the Holy Spirit that Christ sent to those inspired men that He sent to teach His Word. God sent His Son to do His work, and His Son did His work, provided the means of salvation for us that we can have forgiveness of sins. Hebrews 5, verses 8 and 9 says, although He was a son, he learned obedience from the things which he suffered. And having been made perfect, he became to all those who obey him the source of eternal salvation. What a wonderful thing to know that God provided for the children of Israel, and they were looking forward then to the end of the means to an end, which would be in Christ Jesus, who would shed his blood for them and for us. We're to obey Christ. So let's ask ourselves the question this morning. Who and what are we obeying? Are we obeying God, and are we obeying his commands? That's the important thing. Because who and what we obey is very important. It's of the utmost importance. Because I will give an account, and you will give an account unto Jesus Christ, the Son of God, according to the way that we've handled the Scriptures and the way we've managed our life. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 10, Paul says, for we must give an account unto Christ, the Son of God. In the last day, each and every one will give an account unto Christ, whether it's been everything we've done in the body, whether it be good or bad. So, everyone will be held accountable. So, obedience is emphasized throughout the Scriptures, in Deuteronomy, throughout the Bible, and today, our duty and our allegiance is to God. Our faithfulness needs to be to Him through Christ. So, are we obeying Him? Are we doing His will? I'm going to cut my microphone off, and I want us to sing two songs. And after we sing those two songs, we're going to offer the invitation, and Donald's going to lead that song. And if you're here this morning and there's anything in your life that you need to correct, that you haven't been obedient to God in, if it's of a public nature, and we can help you with that, we want you to do it. If you're here this morning and maybe you haven't been baptized into Christ and you know that was what God commands of you, then we'd urge you to do that. But before we sing that invitation song, I want to sing these other two songs with you. And so let's look in our song books. And number 231 to begin with. Number 231. Let us all sing. Soldiers of Christ, arise and put your armor on, strong in the strength which God supplies. Strong in the strength which God supplies through His beloved Son. Strong in the Lord of hosts. An invitation. 489, please. Both of these songs, Soldiers of Christ and Blessed Are They, emphasize obedience to God. Blessed are they who do His commandments. They shall climb the tree of life. Into the city they shall enter. They are victors in the strife. Blessed, blessed, blessed are they. Into the city they shall enter. Blessed, blessed, blessed are they. Blessed are they who do His commandments. They shall wear the robes of white. Under the portal God shall lead them. They shall serve Him day and night. Blessed, blessed, blessed are they. Into the city they shall enter. Blessed, blessed, blessed are they. Hold up. Verse 3. Remember who we're singing to. Sing with some enthusiasm. Blessed are they who do His commandments. They shall stand before the throne. Into the life of joy eternal. God shall claim them for His own. Blessed, blessed, blessed are they. Into the city they shall enter. Blessed, blessed, blessed are they. Number 307. Please stand. Donald will lead us, and if we can help you, please come.
Have you been to Jesus for the cleansing?